ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we study some of the avenues aimed at materialization of Islamic unity based on the view of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Last week, we discussed the status of Islamic unity in the view of late Imam. Today, we intend to study the approaches which should be adopted for fulfillment of Islamic solidarity in accordance with the standpoint of the father of Islamic revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Based on the view of late Imam, fundamental changes and developments in Islamic communities and liberation of Muslims from divergence is tied to major deep-rooted planning, given that the inappropriate situation of the world of Islam is due to several conditions and factors, including the cultural deterioration of Muslims and domination of colonial powers, who have always been hell-bent on plundering Islamic countries' natural resources. Hence, in order to end the status quo and in order to achieve an appropriate and ideal situation, the cultural and ideological decline of the world of Islam should be uprooted. This in turn manifests the need to mobilize the entire means of the Islamic nations and governments under the framework of a specific and all-encompassing strategy. Therefore, Islamic countries which maintain common historical, cultural, ideological, and political backgrounds should place the revival of their historical and cultural origins on their agenda and should appropriately identify and internalize the parameters of their religious and national identity. In late Imam's standpoint, the leadership of the ideological and cultural movement, which ultimately shapes common beliefs among the masses of people, should be shouldered by elites, namely ulema and religious intellectuals. Late Imam noted that the rift in the world of Islam is due to the widening gap of Islamic governments and nations from Islamic teachings and reliance of Muslims upon the Western and Eastern arrogant powers. With the only option for liberation of Muslims from these problems being the revival of three fundamental and key concepts, which are namely the divine religion of Islam, freedom, and independence. Late Imam pointed out that the revival of these three concepts paves the way for the re-establishment of the forgotten Islamic identity of Muslims. Therefore, late Imam called on seminaries, especially ulema and religious elite, to take the necessary measures for the revival of religious teachings, especially the said three concepts. In the view of late Imam, implementation of Islamic rules and regulations is tied to establishment of an Islamic ruling system, and the only means for healing the pains of the Islamic communities is the revival of pure Islam. In fact, pure Islam unifies Muslims, irrespective of their race, language, and ethnicity. Late Imam pointed out that pure Islam consists of ideological and practical principles and presents and maintains precise and multilateral plans for human life. Freedom was another fundamental concept in the view of late Imam for materialization of Islamic unity, given that Islamic governments shape the main pillars of the world of Islam and play a pivotal role in formation and advancement of the aims and plans of the Islamic world. In the revival of the previous grandeur and unity of Muslims, the popular Islamic governments, which are the epitomes and pioneers of freedom, play a decisive positive role, while the suppressive regimes are the main barriers against the unification and fulfillment of the interests of the world of Islam. Hence, liberation from the yoke of repressive regimes is one of the main pillars of the political thoughts of the father of Islamic revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Late Imam pointed out that independence is the third pivotal concept for materialization of Islamic solidarity. Independence is a reminder of the self-awareness, vigilance, self-discovery, and liberation of Islamic Ummah from the domination of Western and Eastern powers. Late Imam put emphasis on independence in the domestic and foreign realms. Furthermore, late Imam underlined that elites should make use of all the existing means and facilities for development of people's mindsets and for the growth and reinforcement of social relations among the members of Islamic Ummah. Late Imam was well aware of the paramount importance of religious gatherings in shaping new social relations and in awakening Muslims about the power and force of their will and determination. Hence, late Imam called for commemoration of the Week of Unity and the International Quds Day as two symbols of unity and solidarity of the Islamic world, which conveyed a revolutionary and anti-colonial message. Dear listeners, many thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. God bless and take care.